Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Lord loves us enough. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Let whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I was a boy during a time when love and discipline went hand in hand. I received my share of spankings, but the truth be known, I got by with many deeds, for which a switch was deserved. That sounds weird in a day and age when discipline is considered an evil deed, and the result is disorder, conflict, and chaos. We humans have a strange habit of going to extremes, from too much to too little, and we are prone to err. One of the ways to keep discipline in proper order is to spend time in prayer before, during, and after discipline. The broken-hearted prayer of a parent about a dispensed discipline will often have a greater effect than the discipline itself. When we do everything for the Lord, we place ourselves in His loving hands and allow Him to guide us in our actions. I recall once again the words of a juvenile offender under my supervision. Quote, "My dad doesn't love me enough to discipline me," unquote. As we stand before the Lord who died for our sins, we can say with complete confidence, our Lord loves us enough. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com. and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.